Out of the Crisis by Dr. W. Edward Deming. Why Out of the Crisis is a Business Classic. This book is one of the main books describing the modern business through the quality management system approach. Through the pages of the book, Dr. Deming put the main theme of his theory in the 14 principles of management, which is still applicable even after this long period of more than four decades from the first edition of this book. Achieving Transformation. The main purpose here is to transfer the American style of management. This transformation is not a task of reconstruction or a revision. To achieve this purpose, a new structure in all levels of any business is a must. This transformation needs great and directed efforts. We will give the right and effective direction to those who need to achieve this transformation, either within the organizations themselves or at their relations to governmental bodies. Effectiveness equation: quality plus productivity plus lower costs equals capturing the market. Quality improvement in any organization means to transfer wastes of man hours and machine time into better products and service. This task requires emphasizing on productivity more than just production, and elimination of wastes to ensure lower costs with better quality. This combination will guarantee a better competitive edge and a better market share. This task not only has an effect on the organizational level, but also on the individual level, by making the employee happier and motivated. What we mean about quality is the customer satisfaction and fulfillment of consumers' needs, present and future, so the customer is the most important part of the production cycle. The starting point of quality is the intent of management, or what is called management commitment. Guidelines towards transformation of Western management. The main question in this transformational process is, how is our management doing? The answer for this question is the main aim of management, employees, and union leaders as well. The 14 points of Deming's philosophy. The 14 points are the cornerstone for the transformation of the American industry, as they present signs of management intention to stay in business and to protect investors and jobs. These points are some sort of lessons learned from top managements in Japan in 1950 and subsequent years. These points are as follows. 1. Create constancy of purpose towards improvement to become competitive, to stay in business, and to provide jobs. 2. Adopt the new philosophy and take on leadership for change. 3. Elimination of inspection by building quality into the product in the first place. 4. Minimizing the total cost and depending on long-term relationship of loyalty and trust. 5. Improve constantly and forever the system of production and service. 6. Institute training. 7. Institute leadership. 8. Drive out fear. 9. Break down barriers between staff areas. 10. Eliminate slogans, exhortations, and targets for the workforce. 11. Eliminate numerical quotas for the workforce and eliminate numerical goals for people in management. 12. Remove barriers that rob the hourly worker of his right to pride of workmanship. 13. Encourage education and self-improvement for everyone. 14. Take action to accomplish the transformation. Drawbacks and constraints. Each medication has its side effects, so are the 14 points of Deming. They have deadly diseases and obstacles. A. Drawbacks. 1. The drawbacks. There are several drawbacks of transformation theory of Deming as follows. 1. Lack constancy of purpose. 2. Short-term thinking and focusing on short-term interests. 3. Mobility of management, job hopping. 4. Performance evaluation with tangible results only. 2. The suggested solutions. 1. Invest in employees' learning and development in leadership, obligations, principles, and methods. 2. Effective recruitment and selection of manpower. 3. Training and education after selection. 4. Changing mindsets of managers to be leaders and colleagues instead of being judges by coaching and supporting their subordinates in a daily basis. B. Constraints. There are several constraints as follows. 1. Inadequate learning and training of statistical methods in the industry. 2. The unmanned computer. The main problem, or the dark side of automation, is that the data itself on the computer has no meaning without analysis, and when any manager asks one of his or her team about any required data, he or she will have to say, the data are in the computer. And there, he or she sits. 3. The Fallacy of Zero Defects. A better and more realistic concept of zero defects is Taguchi loss function, in which there is minimal loss at the nominal value, and an ever-increasing loss with increase either way from the nominal value. 4. Inadequate testing of prototypes. Quality from consumer perspective. What is quality, and who defines it? Who cares about quality? What is quality? To define it, one should answer this question: who is the judge of quality? A. For the worker, quality means to be proud of one's work. B. For the plant manager, quality means to meet specifications and fulfill the numerical requirements. Who is the consumer? The consumer may be an individual customer, B2C, or business customer, B2B. So the consumer is the man or organization that will pay the price for the product or service and wants to be satisfied. Quality of service organizations. Service quality. Customer satisfaction from any service is not an easy issue. It means that the provided service meets or sometimes must exceed their expectations. Many customers, especially in the digital era, can post their negative or positive opinions on Facebook or Twitter. Customer contact. All people concerned with either goods or services have a role in quality measures. The frontline employees who communicate directly with customers, especially in the service sectors, do a job which is not usually appreciated by their seniors. Most of consumers buy from people, not from companies. Operational definitions: conformance, performance. What is an operational definition? The main purpose of operational definition is to convert meanings into concepts. This definition consists of a combination of adjectives, like good or bad, with terms of sampling and testing. Standards and regulations. Standards refer to industrial requirements and specifications, while regulation refers to governmental policies and rules. The conformance to these standards and regulations can be judged as a result of statistical sampling. Regulations and standards are of no meaning if they are not well communicated to the staff of the organization, and therefore have no legal forces. Industrial standards. Aside from regulations, there are the voluntary industrial standards, which are some sort of recommendations applicable to the majority of business cases. When these standards are applied in a restrict way, they lead to standardization, which enables the government to bring the regulation to the least limits. Relationship between regulations and standards. The regulations set the borders that no one can come across, but the detailed description of these regulations is the scope of industrial, voluntary standards. Differences between common causes and special causes. It is of great importance to plot the points of sales, complaints, inventory, and so on to graphically represent the frequency and the causes of different errors or phenomena. Any significant improvement must derive from a change in the system, and all these changes and improvements are the management's responsibility. The faults of the system itself, local faults, are considered as common causes, while those from fleeting events, defect, mistake, accident, etc., are considered as special causes. What is statistical control? Statistical control is a state of random variation, stable if the limits of variation are predictable. The process in statistical control can show high percentage of defective items. Statistical control process is an ongoing process. Once it is established, great and continuous efforts should be done to maintain the quality standards. Constraints of control charts. 1. Control charts are not specification limits. 2. Control charts do not set probabilities. Two basic uses of control charts. 1. A judgment tool. It aims to answer the main question, which is, was the process in statistical control? 2. An ongoing operation tool. It aims to maintain statistical control during production. Advantages of stability or statistical control. 1. The process performance and costs become predictable. 2. Regularity and standardization of outputs. 3. Maximum productivity is achieved. 4. Simplification of relationships with the vendor who delivers excellent material. 5. Assessment of changes within the system is measured quickly and efficiently. Disadvantages in the theory. There are 4 basic axioms for failure of control charts. 1. Some points must lie above the average. 2. Not all points will lie on the average. 3. The variations, ups and downs, are stable. 4. There are both special causes and common causes of variation. Planning to reduce costs of testing. To effectively plan for reducing costs of testing, one must come to an answer for this question: Should we try to screen out some or all of the defective items? Or should we send every lot straight into production line without any changes? Some guiding principles must be done to ensure an effective cost reduction. 1. Necessity for simplicity in administration. 2. Grief from variable workload. Organization for improvement of quality and productivity. Where to find the right human resources? The right man or woman must have the combination of knowledge and leadership. The process to find him or her needs patience and prayer to find. The process may need a competent consultant as fourth candidates. You have to interview many applicants to find the right one. Advice to consultants and to companies. 1. Their quest to work with a company must be from top management. 2. Top management must provide the consultant with all that he or she needs. 3. Engagement period should be temporary. Transformation in Japan. The miracle of Japan took place in 1950. Then, by 1954, Japan had a premium quality of goods worldwide. So what happened? The answer was the top management commitment to quality as a vital concept and a main framework for development. They learned from quality gurus and experts from conference after another that being number one in quality is a must to cope with a rapid and aggressive competition in the world's modern markets. Workers, as well as top management, put on their shoulders the responsibility for turning quality from slogans and words into plans and actions.